Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Neil Howard, here on Health Professional Radio. Thank you so much for joining us again. As one of the most prevalent diseases in the world, obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, is a serious chronic illness that contributes to high blood pressure, hypertension, heart failure, stroke, coronary artery disease, and countless other life-threatening illnesses. Well, joining us is Mr. Kirk Huntsman, CEO and founder of Vivos Therapeutics. He's joining us this morning to talk about the dangers of OSA and how the Vivos system treatment protocol works to address sleep apnea's underlying cause with a very unique treatment plan. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Mr. Kirk Huntsman.
Thank you, Neil. Great to be here.
Give our listeners a bit of your background, then let's talk about the history behind Vivos.
Yeah, well, Vivos is a med tech company with a very unique technology to address this condition. You know, obstructive sleep apnea is a condition of an anatomy that is underdeveloped or overdeveloped. So you think about a child that might have swollen tissues in the adenoids or the tonsils, and so they can't breathe. Or you might have a situation where there's a lack of full development of the jaws or the oral cavity that cause a compression or a lack of sufficient space in the airway. So obstructive sleep apnea is a condition. It's not a bug. You don't catch this. This is something that is the direct result of a lack of physical development. So because it's got a physiological root, there are approaches that are taken to remove the obstruction. So if you think about CPAP, a CPAP machine basically forces air into the airway and holds the airway open so that the patient can breathe. Other devices try to, perhaps through use of neurostimulation or other techniques, they try to get the tongue out of the back of the airway, thrust it forward, etc. What our technology does, what makes us unique, is that Dr. Dave Singh, who is the creator of this technology and the founder of the company, Dr. Dave Singh almost 20 years ago discovered that while he was working with children with cleft palate, he was able to non-surgically remodel their tissues in their oral cavity. He was able to reposition and restore them to a proper size. And what he noticed is that when he altered the size and shape of the dentition, the dental arches, let's say, he was able to affect the size and shape of the airway. And so what he postulated at that point was maybe he could do that with adults or other people using a more sophisticated set of oral appliances. And that's what he set about to develop, and that's what Vivos has. So we have a proprietary set of oral appliances that work to alter the size and shape of the relative position of the jaws and the oral cavity. And by doing that, we open up the airway. So what happens is that we effectively, non-surgically, remove the obstructions and open up the airway so that a patient, when they complete treatment in about 12 to 24 months, they have a big new open airway that they can go and live their life with. They don't have to have a lifetime of CPAP intervention or surgical remediation. They can actually go into treatment. We have oral appliances that are worn in the evening hours and overnight, and they do this for between 12 and 24 months. And then the patient typically is finished. Their airway is much more open and capable of breathing without collapse. And so the number of apnea events is greatly reduced and sometimes back to within normal limits. So we have a very unique methodology here that we think really has some potential for really making a difference.
Well, I definitely want to get back to talking about this technology, but first a bit about sleep apnea. You talked about cleft palate. We talked about tonsils. I understand the analogies, but how do you know when someone has sleep apnea? Isn't it just snoring?
No, sleep apnea goes way beyond snoring. In fact, snoring is a condition that's an indication of sleep apnea, but the two are not necessarily connected. They almost everyone that snores will have sleep apnea, but not everyone that has sleep apnea will snore. So it's something that how do we find out or how do we determine if someone has sleep apnea? And that gets us to a second product that Vivos, a technology that Vivos has just introduced and announced called Vivos Score. This is a ring that you wear on your finger that connects to your cell phone that in turn connects to the cloud. What happens is that this ring captures a signal that uses a technology called cardiopulmonary coupling from Harvard University, and it's under license to Vivos through a company here in Colorado called Sleep Image. But this Sleep Image technology is groundbreaking, and it allows us to have the same degree of accuracy in determining whether a patient has sleep apnea as one of the old in-lab overnight sleep tests. So a patient no longer has to go to a sleep lab to get a confirmed diagnosis as to whether or not they have sleep apnea. They can use this ring. It's easy. It's simple. And it's available through dental offices across the country. It's available from Vivos. It's called Vivos Score, powered by Sleep Image. So we are very excited to bring that to market because we think it will help us screen. You know, there are a billion people on this planet with obstructive sleep apnea, and 85% of them do not know they have it. Over 54 million Americans have this condition. And then if you add, that's adults. And then if you add to that the children that have it, we're talking about a condition that's got tens of millions of people walking around needlessly with all kinds of comorbidities. You mentioned early in the broadcast here about the way that sleep apnea is comorbid with hypertension, cardiovascular disease, early onset Alzheimer's. In children, it's ADD, ADHD, it's bedwetting, it's chronic mental and physical health conditions that plague modern man, and sleep apnea is often found right there alongside these conditions. And when we fix the sleep apnea, we can fix some of these other comorbidities.
Vivo Score, and then you were telling us about
the Vivo system.
Vivo
system. The Vivo system.
Yes. So
that's what we call our appliances. Uh-huh.
So these coupled together basically eliminate the, like as you say, the old fashioned sleep study, and allows for surgical correction and allows for the removal or elimination of CPAP devices.
Well, we take a lot of patients off their CPAP. We're very careful to work closely with our medical colleagues in making sure that these things are done in an appropriate way. But we have success in a lot of cases with helping people get off their CPAP machines or provide an alternative to a lifetime of CPAP use. Absolutely.
What about insurance?
Yeah, so this is covered by most insurance carriers across the country, and typically we see anywhere from 50 to 75% or so of the cost covered, and then the balance is just paid out by the patient typically. So the treatment runs anywhere from about $7,000 to $8,000 to get this done, and so most of that's covered by insurance.
Tell us what's next up for Vivos. Why should we be paying attention to this company right now?
Well, we are addressing a global plague of sleep and breathing disorders. In the news all the time, we're hearing more and more about sleep and sleep disorders. It's top of mind, and there's nobody that has a very good solution. There's nobody that has a diagnostic tool like we have and we're bringing to market. There's no one that has a solution that fixes the problem like what we have. So we believe that our technology, as people begin to realize what Vivos has and what Vivos can represent in terms of an alternative for addressing these concerns, I think this company has nothing, you know, the sky's the limit for what's possible here because of that.
Kirk, thank you so much for joining us here on Health Professional Radio this morning. Give us a website where we can learn much, much more about Vivos Therapeutics.
Sure, Neil. It's VivosLife.com. Vivos, VivosLife.com. And happy to have people go there and check us out. We've got a lot of good information out there online, and there are providers in every major city and most second-tier cities in the country and across Canada.
Great. Well, once again, I appreciate you joining us here on Health Professional Radio, Kirk.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it. Great to be here.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Kirk Huntsman, CEO and co-founder of Vivos Therapeutics. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.